If you've got small children, you probably know who Steve Burns is, or who he used to be. Preschoolers were on a first-name basis with Burns when he hosted a cable TV show called Blue's Clues.
Hi, it's me, Steve.
Every week on Blue's Clues, Burns bounced around a cartoon house solving many mysteries with an animated dog named Blue. And here's a clue that might help you guess Steve Burns' new career. On that show, he sang a song when the mail arrived.
Mail time!
Right! Mail time! You should have known.
Here's the mail, it never fails. It makes me want to wag my tail. When it comes, I want to wail.
Although he's a superstar to kids, Steve Burns left Blue's Clues earlier this year to pursue the dream of becoming a rock star, or as he calls it, a rock godlet. That is also the voice of Steve Burns. His new album is called Songs for Dust Mites, grown-up music, he says, about love and science and, of course, dust mites. Steve Burns, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Doing great. Why dust mites?
Well, a very good friend of mine sent me a photograph of dust mites battling micro gears, and I became instantly obsessed with it. They've made machines so small now that microscopic dust mites fear them and attack them.
Now you're trying to reintroduce yourself to the world, and I want to help a little bit here. Kids have seen you on the Nickelodeon cable TV network wearing kind of pleated pants and a striped shirt and looking at the camera strangely bug-eyed.
Earnestly.
Oh, is that the... Okay. I was actually wondering if you always looked like that or if that was just acting.
I very, very rarely look that way.
Okay. But now you're trying to make a considerable change from spending your days talking to an animated bar of soap.
No, that's true. Although, to me, it doesn't feel... I mean, it's not really a... any kind of willful public reinvention strategy that's going on. It's just a labor of love that developed quite a bit of momentum naturally. You know, I'm not seeking to turn my back on the fact that I was on Blue's Clues. I'm in fact extraordinarily proud of it. I was on that kids' TV show, and I'm also the same Steve Burns who made Rock Record with the Flaming Lips about science and love.
Well, this album, Songs for Dust Mites, is a lot of fun. Let's listen to the beginning of the first track. It's called
Okay.
Mighty Little Man.
His chair doesn't move. He only stares at the machine across the room. There's nothing there, it's not getting through. He shakes his head, finally stands up, throws his hands up in the air.
You're working with a group called the Flaming Lips.
That's right, they're... Yes.
Can you just describe them for people who aren't familiar with their work?
That's really difficult to do. But they're an extraordinary rock and roll band from Oklahoma City. They've recently won a Grammy for their record, Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots. They're just very triumphant, hopeful-sounding music with big epic strings and gigantic drums. And it's really just some of the most intelligent music I think ever heard.
And you just called them up and said you need a lead singer?
I found someone who had their producer's phone number, and I called him. And I just wanted to tell him how much I enjoyed the record. And turns out he had a Blue's Clues party the night before. So,
for his kid?
Yeah.
Himself, who knows?
No, for his kid, actually. And, you know, I seized the opportunity and sent him a CD, and he was very surprised that he liked it. And he asked me if I wanted to work with him.
Is there any material from that CD on the album, or did you come up with all new songs?
Oh, no, it's all there. Mighty Little Man was one of the songs I sent him. I think all the songs I sent him made it to the record.
Is there a track you would point us to that particularly has that Flaming Lips sound?
I think there are moments in the song Troposphere that are a nice homage.
I wanted to hear that song anyway. Let's take a listen to Troposphere, the fifth track on Songs for Dust Mites. Oh, darn, we put it in backwards again. Just kidding. No, keep playing.
Against the glass, where we both can see.
A lot of what you're hearing right now was recorded in my bedroom in Brooklyn.
Really?
Mm-hmm. after the show was over, I had so much time, and I just poured myself into all this music that we're listening to now. The backwards guitar part that you pointed out in the beginning, that was all done in my apartment in Brooklyn, and a lot of the large bass sounds you can hear were all done there.
How are you recording it?
I record with very cheap microphones, just into a Macintosh.
Your bedroom in Brooklyn, is it soundproof in some way?
Not at all. There's a few songs that, if you listen loud enough, I think you can probably hear the Brooklyn Bridge.
The traffic going over?
Sure.
Oh, that's great. Can we crank it up?
here's where it gets large and Flaming Lips-esque, I'd say.
Here we go.
Section was done in the studio.
Now, I think you may have added something to the language here, in that I think it's probably pretty rare in rock music that anybody's written a rock song about the troposphere.
I hope I'm the first. It's actually about, this is something I haven't actually told anyone yet, but I wrote it about the layer of the atmosphere right before outer space, which isn't really the troposphere. It's actually the ionosphere, mm-hmm. but that didn't scan as well in the song. The troposphere actually refers to all the layers of the atmosphere, or more specifically, it can refer to the layers of the atmosphere where weather takes place.
I'm glad you cleared that up, because we would have gotten letters from people.
You probably would. It was probably one guy at the severe weather station in Oklahoma. But I wrote that song on an airplane, just kind of pondering, you know, boy, I'm 35,000 feet in the air, and I used to be on the ground. And I'm going to wake up in Los Angeles, and that's completely miraculous.
That sense of curiosity that you encourage in kids is, I guess, the same sense of curiosity that got you thinking on the plane.
Exactly. It's, most of the best people I've ever met have been 4 years old, and just amazing people, and just that completely unadorned, enthusiastic sense of wonder is really something to aspire to, I think, and hopefully something that I've been able to retain.
Steve Burns, his new first album is called Songs for Dust Mites. Mr. Burns, thanks very much.
Thank you so much.